Hey, y'all. Captain Donnie D, DOA Fishing Charters Mags, head North Carolina, fishing out of Oregon Inlet. We are in the typical wintertime pattern on the northern Outer Banks. What that means, fishing on the eastern part of the Sound around Oregon Inlet is pretty scarce. The water is holding in the upper 40s to mid-50s, all depending on the sun and temp of the day. Bites are hard to come by. If you are bored and want a challenge, you can probably catch a fish, whether it be a trout or a red. I'm not so sure about the numbers of trout around, but I ventured out a few days ago on my own and followed a couple of schools of reds. Also, I threw some baits to them as well, but they didn't bother to check them out. Water is so clear because of the lack of biological productivity occurring, they're easy to spot in 2 feet or less of water. Therefore, I know they're here. Just because the fishing on the eastern sound is slow, though, for whatever reason, the fishing on the western side of the Pamlico is red hot. As I mentioned before, I'm not going to steal those guys, Thunder, who report from over there. But if you're interested in catching a trout or a red or something else, I'd look up Captain Bud Bishop or Captain Gray Davis. Those two guys are getting it done right now. If you're in my part of the town and don't want to travel an hour west, grab your trout rod and waders and go fish on the beach. Still the best thing going here. Fishing and catching from north of Oregon Inlet to south of Hatteras has been good. Catches of speckled trout, red, sea mullet, and small or large sharks. Artificial baits for trout and reds. Cut bait for reds, mullet, and sharks. As usual, if the water holds without any ridiculous cold fronts, the beach fishing may just hold until we start targeting fish in the Sound again in another 6 weeks or so. This upcoming week's forecast shows no real cold weather, only one day or so in the 40s. I really have no use for cold weather. We do not have an ice fishery here, and I'm happy to keep it like that. All right, one last tip. The bluefin fishing is really heating up offshore. This past week, every boat going out of my marina targeting them has gotten bit. Usually more than one big bite coupled with scattered yellowfin and wahoos. So if you need to pull on something in the 400-pound range or greater, give the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center a call. All these guys are rigged with bent butt 130s and know what they're doing. That's all I've got for this week. For Salt Strong Fishing Reports, I'm Captain Donnie Davis. Get off the couch, get outside, and make it happen, y'all.